It's the 10-Minute Sketch Show! Starring Richard Milhouse Nixon!
Well, I'm not a crook.
Samuel L. Jackson!
Does he look like a bitch?
And Martin Luther King!
Terry Wogan tickles monkey scrotum.
I'm after a smoke detector.
Yeah, we do those.
Right, and they detect smoke, do they?
That's what smoke detectors do.
Okay, so if I had a smoke detector, then it would detect smoke.
Yeah.
Is that all they do?
Well, they're like a prevention device, sort of to help prevent fires and stuff.
Now that sounds more like what I'm after.
Okay, so one smoke detector?
Just to be clear, if I have a smoke detector, will that prevent the fire that is currently raging through my house right now?
Sorry?
If I have a smoke detector, will that prevent the fire happening in my house right now?
Theoretically, yes.
What about literally? It's just that my couch is really nice, and I'm worried the flames that are decimating it right now might, damage it a bit. So I was hoping, that this clever smoke detector thing might stop the fire happening now.
Sorry, your house is on fire.
Well, it's covered in hot orange wobbly stuff. Does that constitute an on fire?
Is there smoke?
Yes, there is smoke. Hence, the smoke detector thing.
I think you need the fire brigade.
The who?
The fire brigade.
And what do these the fire brigade do?
They put out fires?
Well, that does sound like the sort of thing I'm looking for, yes. Do you sell any The Fire Brigade?
No, you need to phone them.
Oh, it's a mail order thing. Have you got a catalogue I can look at?
No, they're an emergency service. They'll come round with hoses.
See, I think those hoses would clash with my new IKEA shelving.
Your new IKEA shelving is burning to the ground.
Yeah, that's the quandary I'm in. Ideally, what I need is someone to stop the fire happening.
That's the fire brigade.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll have a think about it and I'll come back.
There are no other words for nipple.
I remember my first cigarette. I stole it from Mother's purse as she serviced a client in my bedroom. It eased the pain as I cursed her name. Dragging back the smoky nectar. I didn't cough, even though I was only 6 years old. By the time I was 9, I'd moved on to cigars, and by 11, I smuggled a pipe around the woods as I did my cross-country run. A year later, that was never enough. Bongs, buckets, I still wanted more. I stole a different kind of pipe from my first crack hole. Every day, by the time I'd passed my A-levels, I was smoking an entire sheep. It was never enough. I'd find myself all alone in the dead of night, assailing up industrial chimneys in order to push my head into their smoky chemical excretions. That's how I ruined my face. I knew it had gone too far when I travelled halfway round the globe to China. There I met up with my guide, who trekked me into the remote regions, where we found a hermit in a cave. This man was over 200 years old, had lived in a life of solitude, devoted entirely to his non-existent god. Through intense meditation, he had achieved a higher spiritual enlightenment, and knew the meaning of life. But he never did tell me. I smoked him.
There are no more Wednesdays.
Shh! One thing isn't working.
Of course it's not.
Well, I don't know what to suggest.
I told you we couldn't fit an elephant in a lift.
I can't fit my left end. It's somewhere inside an elephant fold.
I think my face is mere inches from its elephant cock.
How do you know it's an elephant cock?
It feels like an elephant cock.
Oh, don't tell me you're touching it.
You asked how I could be sure.
Well, try not to rouse it too much. You'll get a black eye.
I've got a black eye already. I think your left hand is somewhere pleasurable for an elephant.
Well, it's not my fault.
Well, technically it is your fault.
How so?
Gary, you said, let's nick an elephant from the zoo. Steve, I said, where would we put an elephant? Gary, you said, an elephant would fit in my spare bedroom. Steve, I said, how would you get an elephant in the lift? Gary, you said, my fine fettered fool, we could easily fit an elephant in a lift.
What's the point?
Elephant theft is pure folly.
Stand back, mate.
What do you mean, stand back? I'm packed into a lift like some kind of side order and an elephant ready meal.
No, mate, really, stand back.
I can't.
The elephant is about to spunk its load.
Now, you might think it's funny to be abducted by aliens, but it's not. And not just because of the anal probe. There's the implants, the dentistry and the endless reruns of Star Trek. At one point, they even forced me to eat Vanessa Phelps. It's my fault I was abducted though. I went to Alabama and stood in the woods. Don't ask me why I did that, but I assure you it had nothing to do with meeting someone on the internet claiming to be attractive and horny. So, there I am, stood in the woods waiting for the voluptuous blonde in a blue cocktail dress, when coincidentally, a redneck called Beaker wanders by. What are the odds that he too would be wearing a blue cocktail dress? Out of this world, according to him. I thought it a little unnecessary that he explained that while sucking my ear, but I guess that's a local custom or something. The more I think about it, the more I think the anal probe came before I was abducted, just after I'd swigged some of the beer he'd given me. I remember feeling woozy. Probably a radiation effect from the alien's cloaking device. Whatever. When I woke up, strangely naked, I saw these lights hovering above me. Though, again, as I think about it, it might just be my pants up a tree. At one point, there was definitely something in my mouth. I had this strange sensation that Beaker was nearby all the time. And all the while, I could hear this otherworldly noise, kind of like, yuck, 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 you my little puppy now.
Who are you?
I'm Lin Lin. Who are you?
Pow Pow. What are you doing?
Eating bamboo.
My bamboo?
Bamboo?
Look, what are you doing in my panda enclosure?
I think they want us to mate.
Fuck that.
What?
I wouldn't shag you if I was an endangered species.
You are.
Exactly. Look, no offence, love, but I could do much better than you.
Charming.
Look at you with your fat paws, your fat face, your fat eyes, and the less said about the noise you make when you eat, the better. Fatty.
Well, you're hardly any better, are you?
What? I'm an Adonis. I could get enough panda pussy if I wanted.
Oh, go and eat bamboo.
Only if bamboo is some oriental bit of panda fluff.
Whatever.
Maybe if you made some effort, love. Bit of lingerie, skimpy knickers, a peephole bra, then maybe, just maybe, I could get some panda wood.
Chi-Chi said you were gay.
What?
Nothing.
Now, get back to work, you naughty little monkeys.
This lift smells of elephant spunk.